Hi, my name's Debbie Nicholson, and today I'm coming at you from an entirely different angle. Now that I've spent a few years creating content, it's time to start into a new phase of marketing, which up till now was not important in my world, as not being a techie, I didn't want to know about such stuff. I've always found, though, that once you're ready for a new phase of learning, there's someone or something comes into your life that makes a complete turnaround in your head about what you've previously dwelt upon in your mind. Life's like that. And that's why I so enjoyed creating my Life Happen series, because from all of those thousands of faxes and emails sent to me over the years, which I had the foresight to keep, I was able to start out my career, so to speak, by putting them all together into a readable form and publishing them into a Kindle format, which was easily downloadable for others to reminisce and chuckle about. Some of the comments were not kind when I got started in 2012. However, I guess they were from people who had not thought about doing what I've done and put them out there in a book form to share. Therefore, they expressed their feelings to the Amazon world of readers from what I feel was a feeling of lack. Some people had received similar emails and poo-pooed my idea to share them. However, there were and still are many readers who did and will appreciate each story for what it was intended. To laugh, to cry, to chuckle, and to reach out to others either verbally or through passing them on through email and social sites. When I first started out, I was vulnerable like most people when venturing into a new phase of life. My first 14 books were published by Amazon and allowed to languish in their libraries for a few months until a new person wanting to set their own mark on the trade changed the rules, and they were all pulled down one after the other, along with four of my Life Happen series, which by then I had begun with a vengeance. Having had some initial success, completely out of the blue through the receipt of a check from Amazon, I was not fazed by their new rules and continued to write using a series style that I felt in my heart to be the next step. Now I write one book and already have two more in my head forcing their way onto new pages as I write the first book. Sometimes the inspiration I get comes so rapidly, the highs of creation leaving me thoroughly exhausted for several weeks before I can publish more. Even though there are big gaps in my publishing, when sometimes I publish a new book every week, it doesn't mean that I've given up. No, it just means I am resting and probably learning something else that's new to be learned. And while I'm learning, be assured, I keep writing and keep those books in the pipeline. Why, just the other day I was getting all of my covers ready for this new site when I discovered many covers that had not even found their way into the Amazon shelves as yet, because they were just sitting there waiting for me to match them up with the poetry and prose that goes with them somewhere else on my computer's hard drive. How exciting and very encouraging to be an author and to find content that is only a hair's breadth away from being shared with my readers. I think this is where I say, watch this space.